You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. A grizzly bear was relocated in Teton County this past weekend. A representative from Wyoming Game and Fish says the male bear was located near the highway on Togatee Pass, and drivers were getting out of their cars and approaching the bear, despite signage saying it's illegal to stop in that area. The grizzly was relocated to the Fall River drainage, which is about 30 miles northwest of Moran, a common area to move the animals. Game and Fish is urging the public to view wildlife responsibly and keep food and garbage away from bears. More information is available through BearWise Jackson Hole. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are rising across much of the region and nation. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports, this trend mirrors patterns from recent years.
It's not even close to as bad as other coronavirus spikes, but the number of serious cases is rising in every state in the Mountain West. Dr. Alexia Harris is with the Wyoming Department of Health. She says more people may be getting infected as they return to work or school from the summer season.
I don't think that necessarily that we're seeing an increase in severity of disease. I think the hospitalizations and emergency department visits are really reflecting that we're seeing more spread.
But Harris says the American healthcare system is still very well equipped to handle this year's spike in cases. She reminds people that there are medications and vaccinations available to treat COVID, especially if you're older or a member of an at-risk health group. She also recommends that people wear masks if they're showing symptoms of the virus. An updated booster shot will likely be available later this fall. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
According to Teton County Public Health, there's been a slight uptick in COVID cases locally. Last week, the department saw 10 cases in residents and 20 from visitors. The Teton County Jackson Parks and Recreation Center will be closed for the second half of the month in September. That's because of an ongoing expansion project, which includes a new rock climbing facility and an indoor gym. In the meantime, the county advises rec center goers to continue using the temporary entry point off of Gill Street. The expansion project is slated to be completed this coming spring. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.